Ocasio-Cortez, Trump clearly committed a crime and clearly believes in eugenics. By Hannah Blow on November 20, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said in an interview Tuesday the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is at the point of no return, alleging he clearly committed a crime, extortion and bribery, before claiming he has actively threatened some of those who have testified. The far-left freshman Democrat spoke to Yahoo News and weighed in on the public impeachment hearings dominating the House Intelligence Committee this week. She said, "We are now at the point of no return and beyond the question as to whether Trump has committed a crime or whether he's violated the Constitution. We're kind of knee-deep here in impeachment inquiry, and so at this point, I think we're beyond the question as to whether Trump has committed a crime or whether he's violated the Constitution," Ocasio-Cortez said. "He's clearly engaged in extortion and bribery. The question is how many other people in his administration have been engaged in similar, who are implicated in this behavior, in this plot." Rather, she continued, adding that it's not just Trump, but who else is going to be implicated in this. "I think when it comes to what we've discovered, we're at the point no return," she said, despite the fact that public witnesses, so far, have failed to prove that Trump committed a crime. Tuesday's witnesses, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Vice President Mike Pence aide Jennifer Williams, confirmed that they never used the words bribe or bribery as a descriptor for the July 25 phone call at the center of the inquiry, and former diplomat Kurt Volker essentially took apart their entire case for impeaching the president, as Representative Mike Turner, RO, pointed out during Tuesday evening's hearing. Ocasio-Cortez, who has determined Trump committed a crime, said the question is now how many crimes have been potentially committed and who else has committed them. She also accused the president of trying to undermine the process via witness intimidation and added that he clearly threatened quite a few people who testified. That, she said, demonstrates a disturbing pattern, which is embodied by his employment of White House senior policy adviser Stephen Miller. That, she claimed, proves that Trump clearly believes in eugenics.